Good morning. I'd like to welcome each one to New Harmony Baptist Church to our homecoming and slash Mother's Day service. Such great to have everyone here. I had been guilty of saying that homecomings was going by the wayside, but I take that back this morning. We got a great crowd, and what I said was people my age is not as interested as older people in coming to homecomings and doing things with family, and I hope that turns around. And by the looks of this crowd this morning, I think it might. So we're pleased you're here with us this morning. We ask you just make yourself at home. Since last year, we've updated our bathrooms. They're still this way, though, and there's some that way also. And so just make yourself at home. And we are here for homecoming. We're here for Mother's Day. But the true reason we're here is to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And no other reason. That's the reason we show up this morning. So we ask you to do that. If the Lord tells you to raise your hand, that's in order. Whatever he does, as long as he's leading, that's in order here. So we thank you. And it's going to be a great day. I'm looking forward to it. And the guys back there that do the scripture said I had a lot of scripture this morning. They was worried. Jonathan told them not to worry. We could smell food up here, so I'd go fast. So we're going to do what we can to keep things on track and to get you here. But we always, in our service, before we start, we have prayer requests. And I ask you to pray for my mother as she's in rehab in Bremen, as some of y'all know, some may not know. She was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer March 18th, and she's having a pretty tough battle. So ask y'all to remember her, and Mother's Day's a little different to me this year than it has been in the past. So y'all would, if you would, pray for her, and we're going to accept God's will, whatever that is. I know his way is perfect, but it's not just my mother. There's many mothers here that's suffering from different things. But do we have any prayer requests this morning before we get into our service? I know we've got Miss Maudie. Can you remember her? My grandmother was going to see my mother, and my grandmother's 92. Well, we'll be in July, and she got her cane tangled up in a rug and fell and broke her arm. So we just can't catch a break around the house. But so y'all remember her also, as she's having a pretty tough time. I know Maudie. Continue to remember Louise. I went and saw her Friday night in UAB. She's recovering well. She is up and walking good and doing everything they wanted to do. And she's supposed to, they think, probably come to Heflin to rehab maybe Monday. So we'll see. She got up and walked two or three times yesterday. And I texted Kim this morning and said, was she running laps? And she said, no, just snoring. So y'all remember her, and she is doing well. Charlie's back with us this morning. Good to see him. His knee surgeries went well, and Peggy hadn't killed him yet, so everything seems to be going good there. Do we have any other prayer requests? Don't have any others. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day you've given us. Father, we thank you for the blessing of life. God, of what a blessing it is just to be here one more day with your people. And God, we ask you to bless this homecoming service, Father, this Mother's Day service, that, Lord, you'll truly let us see the goodness of you. God, we thank you for each one that blazed a trail for New Harmony Baptist Church, Lord, the ones who made it what it is today. And God, we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for the mothers. They're so special to us, God, and we're thankful for the hearts you give our mothers. And Lord, for the mothers we have here at church and all of our lives, we thank you for that. And God, we ask you to bless in a special way this morning. God, most of all, if everyone here this morning that doesn't know you, we pray they will before we leave this place. And God, I pray that we do nothing here today but to honor and glorify the name of Jesus, for it's in his name we ask it. Amen.
We're going to kick it back old school a little bit this morning and do an old song that we used to do with the ensemble that we haven't done since Winston moved on. But we ask that y'all stand and join us, please.
There is coming a great day, and it won't be very long, when all the saints are gonna gather. We're gonna gather round God's throne. We're gonna feast on milk and honey. We're gonna sing and have a good time. There is coming a great day, when the Lord returns from his bride. There's gonna be a great, great day. All my troubles will pass away. I read the book, and the book did say, there's going to be a great, great day. Watching Therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. Trusting, fighting, striving for the right, we shall wear a robe and crown.
Gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
Gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds. I'm gonna wear a crown.
Gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
Just as
soon as my feet strike Zion, lay down my heavy burden.
Gonna
put on my robe in glory. Shout and tell the glad story. Sit down beside King Jesus, thinking that he died to save me. Put on my robe in glory. Shout and tell the glad story. We shall wear a robe and crown. There is coming a great day, and it won't be very long, when all the saints are gonna gather. We're gonna gather around the throne. We're gonna feast on milk and honey. We're gonna sing and have a good time. There is coming a great day when the Lord returns with his bride. There is coming a great day when the Lord returns with
his bride.
A mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet. The midnight cry, we'll be going home. When Jesus steps out look around me and I see prophecies fulfilling and signs of the times they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father
on me today. This time we're going to recognize our mothers. If you're here and a mother, would you please stand? Now we're going to all start telling her age. No, I'm kidding. We truly want to thank you for what you've done, have done, and are doing for all of us, for all the children, and like most mothers, you take care of a lot of other children that's not yours a lot of times, and church children, different things. So the rest of us, let's give them a big hand. You may be seated. I brought a couple of books around my house. We have these things everywhere. But we have a mother here that's over 85. Anybody over 85? Have you a mother here over 80? 80 or older? Ashlyn, will you take this to her, please? We'll do our youngest mother. Do we have a mother here 21 or younger? Well, you're going to get in trouble quick, boy. 25? Mother here is 25. 27. Well, we got some old people here. I should give her one right here. Well, she's given that. We'll, again, thank you for being here, mothers. We thank you for being in church. And if you're a lot of kids that's here with mothers, and I thank you for coming to church with your mother. I promise you there's nothing better you can do than being in the house of God with your mother on Mother's Day. Also, at this time, I want to give you a little background of what's been going on in church the last year. We had been needing a youth person. We began praying for a youth leader, and we had a specific prayer we was praying about what we was looking for. A group of us had gotten together and was praying for that, And it really helped me to see that God will answer specific prayers. He sent us exactly what we was asking for. It don't usually happen that way. But he sent us exactly what we was looking for in Brother Derek and his family. And Brother Derek does look young. I'll give you a little story. We had a lock-in here at the church. He's going to get tired of this. He may quit. We had a lock-in here at the church, and they, of course, stayed all night. And I stayed with them to about 12:30 and went on home. Well, sometime during the night, the Heflin police stopped by to see what was going on, and we appreciated that. But they made Derek show his ID. They didn't believe he was 32. So they're being vigilant, watching out for us. We appreciate that. And Brother Derek, if you would, you and Nicole, please stand. This is our new youth leaders, and God has blessed us with them. They're doing a great job. Brother Derek graduates from Luther Rice University with a bachelor's degree in apologetics Friday. Is that right? And I was going to try to go, but they're having it real early. It's going to be an all-day affair pretty much. But y'all pray for him. He's already accepted into the master's program for the same study, and it's in apologetics. If you don't know what that means, it means if you got a question about something, he's supposed to be able to answer it. So, and he's way smarter than me, so ask him. But we thank God for him. And also in our building, I know when you was here last year, our building was already standing. We had a tough time trying to get some financing to finish it. We applied at several places and just wasn't wanting enough money for most places to want to even talk to us. So we began going further and deciding what to do, and we got the name of a place called the Baptist Foundation in Montgomery. They don't really even loan money, but they have $1 million a year that they loan out to small churches such as us, and we was able to get some financing from that. So some progress will be started, we hope, around July. And I will go ahead and ask forgiveness on that. I have failed as getting things going on that, with all with my mother and everything. I've had really more than I could handle lately, but we're going to get something going on that. We do have the financing in place, and so I hope this time next year we can eat in comfort and have a nice building. And but I ask you to pray for that and pray that God continues to bless in that. But again, financing is secured, able to do it at a good rate, and it's going to be good for the church, we think. And I'll give you something else. In Cleburne, they have $1 million they loan out, and Cleburne County has got about half of it right now. So thank God for that. And that's through the Baptist Foundation. Also, more important than any of that, this year God has saw fit to add 2 souls to the kingdom of God through the ministry of New Harmony this year that we know about. And I thank God for that most of all. You say, well, 2, that's not many. Well, that's a lot. The Bible says angels rejoice over 1 soul. So we thank God for what he's done. We had one of the young men was practicing for a Christmas play, was reading the scripture, and I believe the Bible teaches that a man be saved, he must be in the Word of God. The Word of God's got to be preached. It tells us that. Without the Word of God, there's no man saved. So we've got to be preached, got to be sang, got to be taught some way or another. You got to hear the Word of God, and the Spirit has to draw. And through this Christmas play, it did that. And we had a young man saved, and then one of Brother Derek's children, after they first come, the Lord began working with him, drawing him to himself, and he accepted him. So we thank God for those 2. And this is basically, we've had a lot of sickness in our church. We've had, I can't even start to tell you all the sickness we've been bombarded with and different things going on, but God's faithful. He's still standing with us, and him with us next year, we'll be here better than we are this year. So y'all pray for us and y'all help us. And if you're here in the Heflin area and don't have a church home, we would love to have you. We would love to have you come be a part of us and help in what God is using this church. It may seem that things ain't happening leaps and bounds, but I'm seeing him work, and it's an encouragement. And I know that he's got great plans. So again, we thank you for being here. And if you would, let's give the Lord a hand for these 2 that he added to us. Ensemble, if you would come back. I sure can't sing. We'd run everybody off.
Ooh.
would welcome me. I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Ooh, the sun sets free. Oh, it's free.
Forsaken, I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against.
have the manpower to get it accomplished.
For me, brought a crippled man to Jesus, still and lifeless he lay upon his bed. He had not moved since he was just a baby, still he longed to become a normal man. And we don't know much about the men that carry the corners of his tattered bed that day, but if we may create an illustration, we'll see what these men say.
Suppose the first man said, I hate to doubt it, for Jesus touched my eyes when I was blind. He made me see, and there's no doubt about it, but this man's needs are more serious than mine.
Suppose the second man said, no need, bother, this man's condition will remain the same. Though Jesus touched my hand when it was withered, I don't believe he can heal a man so lame.
Suppose the third man said, I hate to question, but no one here is more skeptical than me. Though Jesus cleansed me when I was a leper, this helpless man will never walk, you see. Then every eye was turned to the fourth man to see how he might criticize and doubt.
But all three men were startled with amazement when that fourth man stopped and said his name out loud. He said, my name is Lazarus, could I testify? My name is Lazarus, feels good to be alive. When I in chains of death was bound, this man named Jesus called me out. If you think your little problem is too big for him to solve, take it from the one who's heard the mighty voice of God, a living testimony of his petrifying touch. My name is Lazarus. My name is Lazarus, could I testify? My name is Lazarus, feels good to be alive. When I in chains of death was bound, this man named Jesus called me out. If you think your little problem is too big for him to solve, take it from the one who's heard the mighty voice of God, a living testimony of his testifying touch. My name is Lazarus, a living testimony of his testifying touch. My name is Lazarus.
I I dream of a city called glory. It was so bright and so fair. As I entered the gates, I cried, holy. The angels met me. I saw.